Production of Pipe Dreams is made possible in part by funding provided by Mr. and Mrs. Wesley C. Dudley, by a grant from the Mayhead Foundation, and by the support of listeners to stations in the Public Radio International network.
From Minnesota Public Radio.
This is a sound charming and joyful. There's no escaping that. This music has a smile. It's exuberant, fun, and such is the spirit ultimately that we want to convey today. Even though at some point in the not too distant past, even a weak smile, let alone giddy happiness, was totally absent from scenes of tragedy, horror, shock, and despair. Life goes on, but occasionally it catches us up short, as when fire swept through the chapel at the Tonbridge School in Kent, England, or earthquake shook the foundations of Royce Hall at the University of California in Los Angeles, or when hurricane winds ripped the roof off of First Scots Presbyterian Church in Charleston, then dumped a flood of water inside, or when a bomb brought death and destruction to the heart of Oklahoma City 5 years ago. In each instance, music's melody was stopped by these disasters, but in the greater scheme of things, stopped only for a moment. Life did resume, accommodation was made, wounds of soul and body were healed, and as when a forest fire's scorched earth lets in light for newer and abundant growth, sometimes good things do arise, phoenix-like, from the rubble of disaster. And so, ours is a program about rekindled enthusiasm, of new instruments in sometimes new places, with new music, too, and most of all, about soaring human spirits, negative energy magically transformed. Do join us today for a program about the art of splendid reconciliation after the fall. I'm Michael Barone, and you're tuned to Pipe Dreams. Out of 10,000 dark, distant, and terrible fantasies, one exploded in our faces. April 19, 1995. In an instant, a terrorist's bomb transformed the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City into a mass of twisted rubble. 168 unsuspecting human beings, among them very young children, were dead. The Oklahoma City Center was a shambles, and our entire country was shocked and stunned. The force of the blast wrought havoc even several blocks away. At St. Paul's Cathedral, the roof was lifted off its trusses and slammed back down again, ballooning out the sidewalls. Five of the six dormers, which brought light into the upper sanctuary, fell in. The cross at the top of the cathedral facade, which had watched over the city since before Oklahoma was a state, was shattered. Huge chunks of plaster fell everywhere inside, including in the organ chamber, where the fragile pipes, like the parishioners' spirits, were in chaos. Yet the transformation began almost immediately. Even with windows gone and doors hanging loose on their hinges, within hours, fragments of ceiling tile and glass had been swept from the assembly hall floor, and tables were set to feed 200 rescue workers who were gingerly struggling in hope of finding survivors at the blast site nearby. In the shock of an instant, life had been ended, and the human spirit unutterably changed. But 5 years later, St. Paul's Cathedral and its people are stronger, and our first music is not about horror and sadness, but about healing and hope. This is the new organ at St. Paul's Cathedral in Oklahoma City. It is one of several good things which were born of the faith and hope generated by and in this parish in the wake of the tragic Murrah Federal Building bombing 5 years ago. Cathedral musician H. Scott Rabb played music by Bach, a setting of the chorale quite appropriate to this situation, the Christian Creed. We all believe in one true God. The old organ at St. Paul's Cathedral had been mangled by the effects of the bomb's blast nearby, as was, in fact, the overall St. Paul's building structure, and part of the rebuilding process of the cathedral included relocation of the pipe organ and the choir to a new gallery at the rear of the building. John Paul Buzard of Champaign, Illinois, built the new instrument, his Opus 20, with 28 stops and 38 ranks of pipes. Simon Preston inaugurated the organ in April of 1999, and we're going to explore it in a few more pieces here. In a lighter mood, this is a little sonata by Scarlatti at St. Paul's Cathedral, Oklahoma City. Listening to the new organ at St. Paul's Cathedral in Oklahoma City, celebrating rebirth of this parish in the wake of tragedy. H. Scott Rabb playing. That was a sonata by Scarlatti, showing off some of the lighter sounds of the instrument. Check out the minor trumpet, which is heard next, and then a soft flute and cornet combination, and later the clarinet and the cymbal star in these movements from a collection by Hugo Distler.
Thank you.
Oh, they're cute. I like them. Three Little Pieces by Hugo Distler, played by H. Scott Rabb, on the new John Paul Buzard organ at St. Paul's Cathedral in Oklahoma City. Well, let's puff up some pride in this new accomplishment and listen to the major tuba stop, which is the soloist in A Trumpet Voluntary by William Rowan, which sounds in the old style of Jeremiah Clarke from the 18th century, but actually it's a new piece and very entertaining. A Trumpet Voluntary in the style of Jeremiah Clarke by William Rowan at St. Paul's Cathedral, Oklahoma City. Getting a new pipe organ is a challenge for any congregation at any time, but rebuilding a church in the wake of a grim community tragedy is something else altogether. This new organ at St. Paul's Cathedral is both a memorial to those lost in the bombing of the Murrah Federal Building and a means of rising above that horror, especially when the organ functions here as accompaniment to the St. Paul's Cathedral Choir in a calming, healing composition by Herbert Howells, setting of the psalmist's verse, "Like as the heart desireth the water brook, so longeth my soul after thee, O God." At one point they sang, "My tears have been my meat day and night." And then the composer provides that luminous benediction for just the organ alone to this anthem by Herbert Howells, harmonies which soothe all torment and calm all fears. The anthem, "Like as the Heart," by Herbert Howells, sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, Oklahoma City, where tears day and night were part of that community's history not so long ago. But we're celebrating rebirth after the fall. Vicki Schaefer accompanied on the new Buzzard organ, H. Scott Rabb conducted, and he slips onto the bench for this reassuring postlude, the Fugue in B Minor by J.S. Bach.
Thank you.
music of resilience and resource, the Fugue in B minor by J.S. Bach, played by H. Scott Rabb on the new John Paul Buzard organ at St. Paul's Episcopal Cathedral in Oklahoma City, an instrument which was a grand project born out of tragedy and loss. We salute the very Reverend George H. Bach and his congregation for their determination and good spirits, creating a memorial through music. And we salute the city, which is alive and well today, as you can tell from its website, oklahomacity.com. Much to enjoy right there. And a picture and details of the instrument at St. Paul's Cathedral can be found both on the builder's website at buzardorgans.com or link from our site, we're easy to find, at pipedreams.org. I'm Michael Barone. We have no control, ultimately, whether man-made or natural. Disaster does strike. But our music today is about recovery after the fall on this edition of Pipe Dreams. On September 22, 1989, Hurricane Hugo struck with devastating force at Charleston, South Carolina, causing millions of dollars of damage. At First Scots Presbyterian Church, though the sanctuary itself was spared, the roof over the organ was penetrated, and the instrument was inundated. Ironically, the church had just previously decided upon a major renovation and expansion of their pipe organ, which had, fortunately, not yet begun. So, making lemonade from the lemons, they simply upgraded that project to a brand new instrument of 71 ranks, which was built by the local shop of Allen Onco. Let's listen as Stuart Wayne Foster puts that instrument through its paces in this fantasy improvisation by Charles Tournemere on the Gregorian chant Ave Maris Stella. Born of a hurricane's devastation, the Onco organ at First Scots Presbyterian Church, Charleston, South Carolina. Fantasy improvisation by Charles Tournemire on the Gregorian chant Ave Maris Stella, dedicated to the Virgin Mary, Hail Star of the Sea. Wayne Foster played on the Otko and Young pipe organ at First Scots Presbyterian Church in Charleston, South Carolina, a 71-rank instrument which came about in the wake of Hurricane Hugo. It's a good thing they hadn't built it before the hurricane. And playing in praise of the Star of the Sea might be a pretty good idea, too, come to think of it. Keep those future hurricanes headed in a different direction. For information on the web, search for Ontko Pipe Organs, O-N-T-K-O, Pipe Organs, one word, .com, or link to them from our site. We're at pipedreams.org. At Old Scots Presbyterian, it was a case of too much water in the wrong place at the wrong time. But at the Tonbridge School in Kent, England, it was a matter of not enough water in time. Fire destroyed the St. Augustine's Chapel at the school in September 1988, leaving only the exterior fabric of most of the wall structure, but obliterating the entire contents of the interior, including the pipe organ. By 1993, with the chapel rebuilt, the school signed a contract with the Markussen Company of Denmark, commissioned to build a new instrument for Tonbridge School. That organ was completed 2 years later. You can view this exceptional organ on our website, too, as you listen to Kevin Boyer play a piece which was written to commemorate another church destroyed by fire, Coventry Cathedral, target of Nazi firebombs during World War II. For the rededication of that organ at Coventry Cathedral, Malcolm Williamson created this vivid tone painting, which is a set of variations on the familiar Christmas tune, Lule Lula, Thou Little Tiny Child, the Coventry Carol for Coventry Cathedral. The music is in three sections. The first, which is about 2 minutes long, is rather violent and terrifying, understandably, as it depicts flames destroying and desecrating the Coventry Cathedral. It's interesting to listen to the Coventry Carol theme struggling to be heard amidst the conflagration there. Then comes a quiet section, more variations on the Coventry Carol theme, portraying the peace and mystery of the Holy Sepulchre, and a song of hope, which grows in intensity until it pours into the finale, which is a triumphal hymn of resurrection. From a recording on the Nimbus label, Kevin Boyer plays, not at Coventry Cathedral, but at the Tonbridge School in Kent, England, another site of a new instrument born out of flames. This is Malcolm Williamson's vivid Vision of Christ Phoenix. music of Triumph After Terror. That was Malcolm Williamson's Vision of Christ Phoenix, written for the inauguration of the new organ at Coventry Cathedral, which had been destroyed by German firebombs in World War II. The piece here played on the new instruments by the Marcus and Company at the Tonbridge School in Kent, England, an instrument built in 1995 as the result of a devastating fire at the school's St. Augustine Chapel in 1988. Kevin Boyer, a specialist in difficult new compositions, played for us from a Nimbus compact disc, and with more information about both the CD and the organ at our website, we invite you to click at pipedreams.org. Bombs and blazes, hurricanes and their aftermath, and, in a moment, an earthquake, all the cause of terrible destruction, but from which destruction came projects worthy of celebration. I'm Michael Barone. We're listening to organs and music, born of trouble, but blessed by the good spirits which kick in after the fall, on this edition of Pipe Dreams. didn't have the sound effect of an earthquake, though if I'd been a little better prepared, probably just playing a few of the very lowest pitches in the pedal division of this instrument at the University of California in Los Angeles, probably would have created a very good earthquake simulation. We are at Royce Hall, where up in the ceiling chamber over the stage lives an Aeolian Skinner pipe organ which dates back to 1930, when this hall was new. It was designed by Harold Gleason and Linwood Farnham, and overseen by the newly arrived Aeolian Skinner Vice President G. Donald Harrison. These were all very important historic personages, and this was and remains an important instrument. We've heard it in a recording made following some restorations done after an earthquake in Los Angeles in 1971. Thomas Harmon, who has been university organist since 1968, seems, I suppose by this time inured to the realities of life in Southern California. There he played A Fugue by Horatio Parker. Of the several earthquakes that this instrument has suffered, the most recent was the 1994 Northridge quake, which did in quite a number of pipe organs in the Los Angeles basin. So severe was the structural damage to Royce Hall that the entire organ had to be removed so that its chambers could be reconstructed and reinforced with steel beams. Then the instrument was put back with upgraded playing systems for a large new 5-manual console downstairs, a new bombard division of 24 ranks added to the original 80 ranks of the instrument. There were acoustical improvements to the hall as well, so that the organ makes its presence known now better than ever, and you can test that. Since Royce Hall is still the main public venue for organ and orchestra repertoire in Los Angeles, we have a new concerto by UCLA faculty composer Mark Carlson. He wrote it in 1997 for First United Methodist Church in Santa Monica, where Professor Thomas Harmon has been organist for 18 years. But we hear it today at Royce Hall of UCLA. John Robertson conducts the UCLA Philharmonia with the Royce Hall Aeolian Skinner Organ. Thomas Harmon is soloist. This concerto by Mark Carlson. Enjoy. that's what I love to hear. Screaming bravos at an organ concert? Why not? From Royce Hall at the University of California, Los Angeles, John Robertson and the UCLA Philharmonia have joined faculty organist Thomas Harmon in that new organ concerto written in 1997 by UCLA faculty member Mark Carlson. A wonderful new addition to this very small but very special repertoire for organ and symphony orchestra. Our performance was recorded on the 16th of November, 1999, a concert marking the inauguration of the Royce Hall Organ Series, renewed after the completion of a long-term renovation both of the auditorium and this instrument, a vintage 1930 Aeolian Skinner organ, which was severely damaged by the 1994 Northridge earthquake. But now it's back online with a total of 104 ranks of pipes, more than 6,500 individual pipes in this instrument. I hope that Professor Tom will make a compact disc of some solo repertoire at Royce Hall soon, and maybe even also commit this concerto to disc. What do you think? Thanks to Tony Beecher for the Royce Hall concert tape, details of the Royce Hall organ, and information relating to other instruments heard today can be found on our website. We're at pipedreams.org. This is program number 2019. Should you not be a web browser, I'd be happy to send you basic information as it's contained in our quarterly brochure. A free sample is yours if you write to us at Pipe Dreams, 45 East 7th Street, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55101. Do enclose a stamped, self-addressed envelope for the return mail. No postcards, please. And specify this program, 2019. Our address, again, Pipe Dreams, 45 East 7th Street, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55101, or on the web at pipedreams.org. So you see, even when challenged by the worst of adversity, pipe organs make it through to the other side. After the fall, the music continues, and we are all the better for it. Pipe Dreams broadcasts are made possible by a generous gift from Mr. and Mrs. Wesley C. Dudley, by a grant from the Mayhad Fund of the HRK Foundation, and by the voluntary contributions of listeners to public radio stations all around the country. Music of the King of Instruments, here every week. Until next time, for Pipe Dreams, I'm Michael Barone. Thank you for listening. Pipe Dreams is a production of Minnesota Public Radio.
PRI, Public Radio International.